Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ltd Pre-Close Investor Update. On the line, we have Amelia Beattie, CEO, and José Schneider, CFO. Amelia and José, I hand over to you for the pre-close summary. Go ahead, thank you.
Thanks, Mihir. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the pre-close investor update. We have been, over the last while, focused on the strategic restructure of our business and believe that the announcement that we brought out delivered a positive outcome, which we believe will better align our unitholder value to the inherent value of the portfolio. Our number one strategic priority is to restore value for Ltd shareholders. Today, we want to share with you the operational feedback on the business over the last couple of months since we had our results and what we have done during the period. Along with the broader market, we noted that the South African economic sentiment has improved over the last quarter, and this supports the measured yet positive uplift that we have seen in our trading environment. We believe that this will assist with growth across our portfolio and for us remain the lead indicator of rental performance going forward. We are optimistic as management that these leading indicators will deliver some growth over time, but we do remain cautious of the pressures that some of the retailers continue to face, and we do see signs of strain in the environment still as a result of that. The highlights for the period under review is around our trading perspective, and our centers perform well and is evidenced in the turnover growth for some of our assets that we will share in a minute. The leasing activities have been doing great, filling the large vacancies, and the office vacancies remain a concern in an oversupplied Sandton market. We've made some key appointments to our team to strengthen our people complement. We've also made great progress in addressing the municipal valuations, and we remain committed to addressing the impact on assessment rates and the consequential impact that have specifically on our retailers in terms of their rent-to-sales ratios. In the period under review, our portfolio has seen positive trading density growth of 2%. That is for the 12 months to March 2018, and turnover growth of 0.9% year on year. The disparity between those numbers is as a result of the change in the underlying GLA. This is largely attributable to really great trading density growth that we've seen at Sandton of 4%. We also, amongst others, see turnover growth at Liberty Promenade of around 6.8%. The centre continues to perform well, Morris Arch at 6.3 and a marginal positive increase at Eastgate. Our portfolio, all in all, sustained a positive turnaround during the period. Retail vacancy remained low at 2.3% at the end of April 2018, and this is excluding the impact of Stuttgart. This now includes the remaining vacancies of just under 2,000 square meters at Liberty Midlands Mall, following the launch of the Lifestyle Center in April this year. If we include the Stuttgart vacancies, the vacancy is at 4.9%. Most of the Stuttgart space has now been let, and José will share some of the details with you shortly. The office vacancy remains at 10.7%, below the SPOA's national benchmark of 11.5%. And we continue to see the Sandton node being a challenge with an oversupply of office space. Considerable efforts are being made to attract the right caliber of tenants, as that's important for us in terms of maintaining a sustainable growing income stream. And we are looking at higher commissions and tenant installation allowances on offer so that we can arrest the somewhat pedestrian uptake. So despite a difficult environment, we are satisfied with the lease renewals we have achieved in the first quarter. As this is a primarily retail portfolio, you would notice that most of our renewals take place in the second half of the year, because that's where most of the escalation periods are. So we'll be able to share more of that in the second half. Our assets continue to retain quality tenants, and we're excited about the new concepts that we have been able to bring in for flagship local and international brands. I'll now hand over to Jose to talk to us about further details on the assets.
Good morning, everyone. Overall, we believe our portfolio remains robust in a difficult economic climate, and though we do have optimism fueled by the initial signs of improvement, we remain conscious of the pressure retailers and the South African consumer are facing. The status of space in Sandton City has mostly been taken up. Dis-Chem has been trading out of their new flagship store for a few months now, and their trading data has exceeded our initial expectations. In addition, we have opened a Ted Baker YSL, a pick-and-pay clothing store, in space previously occupied by Stadifers. In the remaining space, we are currently in fit-out for Markham's exclusive books, Elsie Waikiki and John Wyatt, which are all expected to be trading in quarter three of 2018. We will then have about 650 square meters of remaining space of the old space by Stadifers, and will insert a pop-up store whilst finding a suitable long-term tenant. At Eastgate, all of the retail space previously used by Stadifers has been filled. We expect H&M, Mr. Price, and an undisclosed pharmacy franchise to start trading in the fourth quarter of this year. The only remaining space will be a small office component that was previously used by Stadifers as their head office at Eastgate. On Edcon, by now all of you are aware that Edcon is in discussions with all landlords to rationalize their leased premises. Edcon occupies about 5.9% of the GLA across our portfolio. These discussions are at a sensitive stage, but we have been proactively engaging Edcon and assessing the potential impact on our portfolio and planning mitigation for any eventual impact that may follow. We will provide further detail to the market as it becomes available. We do expect some impact, but we believe the discussions to date have been productive and are leaning towards a plan that balances the needs of all affected parties and supports the SA retail environment. On the development side, we are pleased with the opening of Level 2 at Sandton City, the Hamleys World, revised state-of-the-art clinical complex, and our Lulspur has been well received. We are especially pleased that the offering has met our objective of appealing to the entertainment needs of younger families and is attracting that category of customers to our environment. The offering at Sandton City now includes a new Starbucks, a new Christian Dior Cosmetics, Comercetima, and Samsonite. In the third quarter of this year, we also expect Coach, Emporio Armani, and a Lego concept store, as well as a Paul Mitchell, to start trading. The leasing activity and continued demand by leading local and international brands continues to demonstrate the quality of our assets in tough economic times. We are pleased with the opening of Midlands Phase 3. We added 22,000 square meters of retail space to the existing mall, taking the mall to 78,000 square meters in total. The project was within budget and achieved the initial yields we had indicated to the market. The lifestyle offering opened in March of this year and is trading in line with our expectations. The sign-up food count system has now been in operation at Sandton City for a full year. The accuracy of the data comparisons it providing is proving worth the investment made, and we continue to explore and invest in data analysis on all our technology platforms that supports and informs our retail strategy. Amelia will discuss our corporate restructure, which was announced to the market a week and a half ago.
So we have responded to the market concerns relating to our corporate structure and believe that we have proposed the best possible outcome for all stakeholders. On Friday the 18th of May, we released a cautionary detailing the various steps that we intend implementing to address our current corporate structural issues. These include the cancellation of the existing put option with Liberty, the further acquisition of an additional 1.2 billion share of the Liberty property portfolio. It is worth noting that this portfolio is not an exact mirror of the proportions that we previously bought. The conversion of LTD to a corporate REIT to be listed on the JSE as a new company. the internalization of the management company for consideration of $300 million. And that $300 million is for two components. It is for the management of L2D, and then also for the management of the remaining $18 billion of the Liberty Property portfolio, for which the new company will earn an asset management fee income stream. Both these acquisitions will be funded by consideration of $1.5 billion of new debt that we will introduce into our structure. The transaction is subject to, inter alia, the approval of the Financial Sector Conduct Authority and other regulatory and other approvals that may be required. We are currently in the process of engaging with the various parties on the matter. We have a few hurdles to cross, but we remain positive that we will be able to conclude that in the time that we had communicated in the announcement. We remain under cautionary until the negotiations are concluded. The market has responded positively to this announcement, and we have seen the sentiment reflected in our share price. In conclusion, we remain committed to delivering sustainable quality income distributions to our investors through initiatives that we believe diversify and positively impact our portfolio's operational and financial performance. We continue to increase our exposure to international retailers. We believe that that's a great differentiator for this business. So they spoke about Coach earlier, and once again, it will be the first Coach that we will have in South Africa. Keeping our investors engaged remains a very important aspect of our business, and we always welcome engagements with any of you, and will continue to be available if you need to talk to us about any of the above. Our continued focus includes taking measures that balance the commercial interests of all our stakeholders. We are very pleased with the progress made to fill the 7-foot vacant space and believe that we ended up with a solution that provides a better outcome for our customers, and that the take-up shows that the demand for retail space in our assets from both local and international brands remains something that they are looking for. LPD enters a closed period as of the 1st of June. Our half-year financial results for the period 30th of June are due to be released on Monday, the 23rd of July. We're also working towards releasing our full-terms announcement on the restructure around the same time, and we look forward to engaging with you further once we have all that out in the market. We will now open for questions, and then we'll try and answer them as best as we can, given that we are inside trading under a cautionary in terms of the restructure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and one on your touch-tone phone that are placed in the question queue. If you decide to withdraw the question, you're welcome to press star and two on your touch-tone phone to remove yourself from the question queue. Just a reminder, should you wish to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. I would like to hand over to Mahir for questions.
Amelia and Jose, thank you very much for that. Maybe if I can just start off talking about the proposed restructure. I have two questions. The first one is, in its current form, Liberty has a first right of refusal for assets that L2D acquires. Can you please provide some color in terms of whether that right of first refusal actually falls away when the proposed restructure is effective, or what form it would take going forward? Secondly, if further assets are added to the Liberty portfolio, will L2D earn the fee or manage those properties as well?
Okay, thank you. Color around both of those questions will be provided in detail in the circular that we send out. But just to give you a sense of where the discussions are, both of those points are under negotiation. The right of first refusal won't fall away completely, but it will come back in a revised format that matches the needs of both Liberty in our managing the unlisted portfolio and LPD in terms of its growth projections and desires.
Thank you, Jose. If I can maybe just move on to the trading update that you provided. Are you able to give the like-for-like growth during the period, like-for-like NPI growth during the period?
The like-for-like NPI growth for the 12 months ended in April, May, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
We're not disclosing that at this stage. As part of our mid-year results presentation, we will provide more detail around like-for-like growth for the period to May.
Okay, and then just on the rates that you were, the municipal valuation that you were alluding to in the announcement, obviously there was a big discrepancy in the Eastgate valuation that you mentioned previously. Are there chances of a clawback? And where are the negotiations, or the how far in the appeal process are you?
So, as we announced previously, we believe that the valuation that is there is incorrect and that there were some procedural in terms of that valuation. We have concluded all our work with our own valuers to prove the valuation that we believe is right and fair. And we are now in negotiation with the municipal valuers around that. And we'll, once they have finalized the agreement around this valuation, it will go to the appeal board. This is something of a very high strategic priority for us and something that gets our attention and is driven on a daily basis. So we hope that by the time we go to market with our mid-year results, we'll be able to share the update on that.
Thank you. Are you anticipating any further negative surprises, or have you seen any further negative surprises in terms of municipal valuations that have come through during the period?
Actually, the City of Johannesburg has come through with their valuation role earlier this year. We are appealing some of those valuations, but the City of Joburg's process is somewhat different in that, you know, you don't have to pay first and then fight afterwards. You usually have this process managed in a better way. So we believe that whatever the outcome of the City of Joburg valuations are, we'll be able to manage this within our normal operational business.
Okay. And then just moving on to the portfolio, so you mentioned that most of the leases actually are going to be coming up for renewal in the second half of the year. Just in terms of your indicative discussions that you're having, and if we look at the previous rental reversion that you achieved on both the retail and office portfolios at your last year end, are you expecting a similar trend in terms of rental reversion growth?
I think that it's fair to say that the increase in the trading environment bodes well for those discussions around rental negotiations. So on the retail side, we believe that our reversions will be in line with where we expect them to be. As we know, offices remain a challenge, and we've seen those continue to be negative. But office remains a small portion of our exposure, so we'll continue to drive those as best as we can and to let the space rather than to hang on for a rental that's not realistic.
And then just coming to Edgon, so you have indicated in the announcement that they've communicated their strategy to rationalize and that you are currently engaging with them. How are the Edgon stores performing in your centers currently? And what is the likely outcome of this rationalization, if you can provide that detail?
The Edgon stores in our portfolio remain their number one and in some cases their number two trading store. So we do have the best performing stores of the business in our centre. Obviously, Sandton and Eastgate are our biggest exposure to them. In smaller centres, we don't have that big exposure. When we were able to take space back from them proactively, we have been doing so over a period. And as you know, you've noted that in our deliberations over the last while, there are a number of tenants that are still not in Sandton that we are unable to cater for in bigger boxes like a Sportsman's Warehouse, those type of retailers that are entering the malls with high-end stores, we can start putting those tenants in the spaces that we proactively can take back from Edcon. So overall, we have been trying to follow a balanced approach with this. We believe that there's also a corporate citizen responsibility here in terms of trying to find a way of dealing with this, brings a balanced outcome to both the South African retail environment as well as our centre, and to continue to cater for our customers in a way that gives them something unique to look at. Saying all that, you know, having seen over the last while that Edgar per se, we've seen some growth in the stores themselves, coming off arguably off a low base, but we've seen some growth in the stores as they introduced the new strategy into the business. We continue to engage with them on an ongoing basis and hear where they go and keep a very close eye on these closeout of these negotiations.
Okay. I'd like to open up the floor for any questions before I carry on. Are there any questions in the queue?
Not at this point. Yes, we do have. They just came up. Chris Reddy of Mazi Capital.
Hi, Amelia. Hi, Jose. Just a quick question regarding the fees that you're going to earn on the balance of the portfolio of $18 billion. Are you able to tell us what that annual fee is going to be?
We haven't disclosed that annual fee, Chris. It's marginally below what we earn on LTD, but that detail will be in our announcement when the CEO comes out.
Okay, and I'm assuming then you also have the total cost, the operating cost then for bringing that staff across onto LTD in the circular?
I think it's the same people managing these assets, so we don't have a different team managing LPP from the team managing LTD, because it's all the same assets. So there's not an additional cost base for managing LTD.
Chris, does that answer your question? Chris, we seem to have lost you there. There's a further questions at this point. Would you like to ask more questions or?
Yes, today maybe we can just come back to the guidance that you provided at the end of FY17. Given the current trading environment, and I suppose just excluding maybe the proposed restructure, is everything still on track to meet your guidance of 60 cents per share for FY18?
At this stage, our guidance remains as indicated before.
Are there any further questions on the line?
Yes, but ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, should you wish to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. We have a question from Pranita Dyer of Anchor Stockbrokers.
Hi there. It's actually Craig Smith. Can you hear me?
Yes, Craig, we can hear you.
Just a quick one. Just if I understand that the timing for the shareholder voting, would that be post the disclosure of the further detail in terms of the fees that will be charged to LPP? Because I guess it would be interesting to get a sense of what the terms of that, that arrangement is, and you know, the duration of the contract, etc. So maybe if you can just provide a bit of detail around that.
So the plan is that the shareholder voting will take place on a month after we have announced the full terms. So you will have the opportunity to get all the information and all the details that go with it before shareholder vote at the general meeting will take place. And then it's planned for towards the end of August.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from the office of Ahmed Motar of Stanlib.
Good morning, Jose. Amelia, thank you for doing this call and for the update. My question is also to Mara's point around the guidance that you've given for the year. Can you give us some of the mechanics in terms of the debt funding and how you can still achieve the guidance given you're now paying for the ManCo, which I guess will happen this year.
I think what we have indicated is that the transaction overall is neutral to our guidance for 2018. I think one must appreciate that the transaction is happening very late in the year. It's happening in September. The debt we've indicated to the market we think will come in at around 9% or slightly under. The debt profile will be 1, 3, and 5 years, a blend of cash flows over that period. And then what we also need to emphasize is that the mix of assets is not in the exact same proportion as the current split across the portfolio. And that additional yield is what allows us to do this transaction neutral to the 2018 year.
Thank you.
We have the return of Chris Reedy on Marzi Capital.
Sorry, guys. I dropped off on the second part of that question. Amelia, you were explaining about the actual cost of internalizing the ManCo. So can you just repeat the answer, please?
Sure. I was saying that we don't have two different teams managing LPP and L2D because it is the same asset. So there's no additional cost of managing LPP. So we don't have specific people that are just related to that structure. It's the same team for the whole business.
Combined to okay, got you. And then, sorry, one last other question in terms of the process going forward. So now that you've taken away the put option, will you just have a right of first refusal there for any other sell downs from LPP?
I guess yes, there will be a right of first refusal. The terms of which are still under negotiation. It'll be slightly different to the one that currently exists. When we detail the full terms, we'll provide a complete detail of what the right of first refusal will be.
Okay, fine. And then I'm assuming you can pick and choose in terms of the actual makeup of that sell down, or will it be a portfolio cut again across the funds, across the assets?
It's assets that Liberty currently owns, but it's a specific negotiation around which assets and which proportion we are buying.
Okay.
It's not a proportional flight across the portfolio like the put operated up until now.
Okay. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a final reminder, should you wish to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one.
If there are no further questions, I'd like to hand over to Amelia and Jose for any closing remarks.
Thank you, Mahir, for hosting the call. Much appreciated. Thanks for everybody for listening into the call. We hope you got all the information that you needed. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the last week in July on our results as well as in the details on our restructure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's discussion. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.